All right, it's Tuesday, May 14, 2024. My name is Jaron Jackson, and I do love America. For me, it's always about the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. I want to begin today with Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod. That's not where I'm at. 14 verse 3. Yeah, that's right. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. So if you're foolish, you're going to be saying stuff that will be a rod of pride. It will be... what you say will come back to destroy you, will hurt you, will smash you. But, opposite, the lips of the wise shall preserve them. I'd like to, if I may today, speak to the simple idea that sovereign citizen is a hoax. It's a hoax run far away. I deny. What's the word? Do you condemn? Yes, I condemn. Do you... what's the thing that people are always trying to get folks to say in politics? Do you disavow? Yes, I disavow sovereign citizens. It's a hoax. It's false. It's fake. It doesn't matter. It's not real. And that there's people that believe it who I believe are deceived. And so I'd like to do this. I'd like to watch a video that's been sent to me like three times over the last 2 weeks, which is weird. I've seen this video years ago. And I remember whenever I watched it, I was like, "That none of what is going on makes sense. None of this makes sense." And this is before I started studying with Dave Jose, which is my teacher in the law. Real Dave Cares For You, number 4, letter U on X. But before I started learning the law, I watched this video and I was like, "This doesn't make sense. I would never do this if I was ever in a court situation. I would never do this because it's just dumb." I'm going to play this video. I haven't loaded it in, which was my fault. But this video is going to be about this guy right here. This guy, I think, is in the upper Northwest. Tricorder hat, big beard, speaks King James English. I am common man. Common man speaks common language. Hoax. I don't know if he's real. I don't know if he's a Fed agent. I have no idea who he is, and I don't care, because he doesn't point to the state constitutions. He doesn't point to what is actually the written law. So I'm uninterested. At the same time, because I've had multiple people send me this same dumb video, I feel the obligation. I feel the duty as someone who's trying to teach, and by that I mean my burden, my duty is to preach the gospel. So I want to preach the gospel, and I want people to be able to prove all things. And in that regard, I'm not going to support something that's fake. This is fake. Regarding the law, the state constitutions, and stuff like that, I'm a student, and I learned from a guy named Dave Jose out of Arizona. So while I might say things and point to information, if you want my teacher, you go to Dave Jose. I'm not the teacher. He's the teacher. But I felt an obligation because there are people who will see this stuff. And as it normally happens, they will send it to me to go, "What do you think about this?" Which is flattering in a sense. But at the same time, it shows, don't rely on Jaron to vet things for you. The Bible says for you to prove all things. The Bible says for you to hold fast to that which is good. The Bible gives us the pattern that the Bereans were searching the scriptures when Paul was teaching them the gospel. So if I say something's in the Constitution, I have to show it to you. If I don't show it to you, then I haven't done my job as a teacher. I haven't done my job as a fellow American. But your duty doesn't stop just because I would be bad or negligent in my duty. You have the burden to verify and validate. But at the same time, I know that there are people that just believe all sorts of crap, which is why I do this stream. I do this stream today to be just categorically definitive. Sovereign citizen stuff is a hoax. It's false. run far away, deny it, reject it, impugn it, make fun of it. Do not learn from these people. Do not listen to these people. Run far away, far away. With that, one of the ways that you can support this ministry is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Take your household budget that you're already spending for household products, toothpaste, laundry detergent, hair stuff, makeup if you're a woman, protein shakes, vitamins, supplements, all those things are at patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Over 450 products online, direct product purchase, excuse me. When you shop, it's a blessing to me. Sign up at patriotswitch.com/Jaron. That is a blessing. All right, here is the video. Hold on, let me load this in. Hold on, stop. I did not load in the audio. So this is the video of this guy. Let me run it back real fast and let me click the things to let me then see the audio. Okay, so here we go and go.
Could be up to a $500 fine, up to 6 months in jail.
I do not understand any charges. I only understand universal law and the right to live.
Well, you to live in peace guilty.
And to live as I need to.
You pled not guilty in this.
I court. Never plead. Animals plead. Sound like bah, oink, oink.
I have a paper with your signature on it, sir.
It says prime evidence standing right through it. You bring forward all natural forms of evidence that I'm not prime evidence. I am the living soil. The dirt, the water, and the air has its own voice, does it not? It all supports
sir?
Forms of life, does it not? I am a part of that life. I am not your corporate fiction.
Sir?
Do not danger me.
You're here today on an omnibus hearing. You've already pled not guilty.
I am here by special visitation to see to it that you do not danger my natural living man's name.
Are you prepared to tell the court if you wish to go to trial on this matter?
This is a trial. Tell
me
it's not.
No, this isn't a trial.
Here's my jury of my peers.
This is an omnibus hearing, sir.
You cannot produce a jury of my peers because all juries are selected from a pool of registered voters, and the instant a person registers to vote, their natural ability is appear to comprehend natural law has been dissolved and turned into fiction. There cannot be raised a jury of my peers. It cannot be done.
Excuse me for just a moment.
No way. Get back here and finish this. Hey, get back here and finish this. The judge has left the courtroom. There you go.
You won.
Yeah.
There is nobody in this courtroom. The judge has walked out.
The judge has walked out.
Yeah, a lot of this just, it's just not the law. The constitutions are the law. The constitutions are the plainly written law. And this is just foolishness. Got a good beard, and I don't really care for the tri-corner hat and like the you know little smock made out with like Rambo smock where it's like you're out in the forest and you're like making a smock out of like animal skin or something. All that was notwithstanding, he is in some sort of tribunal. There is some sort of magistrate. So already, and there's actually a longer version of this video that he talks about the flags, he talks about all sorts of stuff. This is foolishness. I'm going to show you, Lord willing, where your state constitutions, and I'm going to use my state, Oklahoma, I'm going to use my state's constitution, and I'm going to show you what the law says. I'm going to show you where it's written, where the constitution says all political power is inherent in the people. I will show you that. What I would not do is say, I do not understand the charges. Only animals plead. Bah. This is taking words and exploiting a semantic range. So you take the word pleading, which has a meaning in the law, and then you riff on that to smuggle in animal sounds, which is pleating, and then you say, I don't plead, I'm not an animal. And then the whole idea is that he says it, he goes, I am not your corporate fiction. And this is what I did the other week with the Mickey Klon lady. Whenever I walked, you know, idea by idea down, and I said, she's wrong. I debunked. I said, here's where the law is. Here's what the words mean. Here's where the historical usages and customs are. People believe this stuff. Let's just back up. People believe this stuff because government is oppressing them. Make no mistake, if people did not feel an injustice from their government, they would not entertain this type of stuff. It's only because they believe that there is prejudicial, oppressive, hostile actions from their government, do they start to think and look at what their options are. And that's not bad. It's not bad to look at a prejudicial and oppressive system and say, this doesn't work, none of this makes sense, let me find something else. That is not wrong. It is not wrong because that's the essence of repentance. To recognize what's not working, to recognize what's wrong, and to start to look somewhere else is the essence of, I'm in pain, let me get out of it. If I'm walking for the path of destruction, repentance is turning away, which begins with me recognizing I'm going the wrong way. So I'm not impugning the motives of people who are looking to alternative understandings. I would direct your attention to your constitutions because that's the law. Don't go to internet people like me or this guy. Don't go to these types of teachers, these types of thinkings, and dive into them just because there's one video of the guy wearing a tricorder hat with a big beard, and the judge gets up and walks out of the room. He says, there is no judge. This matter is adjourned. I am common man. Don't do that. Because you're going to get torn up if you ever are in that position. Instead, we should actually just look at what words mean. The very first thing that I'd like to do is I'd like to direct your attention again to John Locke, Two Treaties of Government. Now, John Locke was a formative influence in our constitutional system. The founding fathers were looking at John Locke. John Locke really did not like attorneys. He hated the schemes and the linguistics and all the little deceits that these attorneys were doing, and he hated the corruption. So he wrote this Two Treaties of Government, and at the very beginning of the book, he is rebutting several of the aristocrats' notions of what government is at the beginning. You go and read it. It's a very critical, perennial work. But he says here in Book 2, Chapter 15, Section 171, here's where we pick up. It says here, political power is that power which every man having in the state of nature has given up into the hands of society. So this means that every man has political power, but he gives it up into the hands of society and therein to the governors, so the people that are in government. Now, John Locke is writing before America. So before America, there was a king. In America, there is no king. That's one of the brilliant biblical wisdoms, biblical conclusions of our government. The founders were Christians. They read the Bible. They understood that government that God intended, 1 Samuel chapter 8, did not have a physical earthly king. You should not have a physical earthly king. It is the way of the world to want a physical earthly king. So the founders, taking from Locke, taking from the Bible, taking from these ideas, established America, which there is no king, because the people are the sovereign powers. And we're going to get into that definition here in a bit, but look at this. John Locke is saying that they give their power to the governors, whom society hath set over itself. So the society is made up of man, and man chooses to come into association with each other. I'm going to live with you and work with you so that we don't kill each other, so that we may be able to be more productive. And then what? With this express or tacit trust. Express means written. Tacit means understood, implied. But trust, it's a trust. So let's go to our Black's Law, fourth edition, dictionary, and I just want to look up the word trust. Let me find that real fast. When we find the word trust, and I've done this before, folks. I've done this before. I'm only doing it because I had three people send me this thing, and it's just bizarre that people would continue to do this. Black's Law 4th edition, trust. A right of property, real or personal, held by one party for the benefit of another. Doesn't that explain what he's doing? Right? It's a right of property. So what's the property? The political power, which every man has in a state of nature. So every man has what? Power. So because every man has power, makes sense? That's the right of property, real or personal, held by one party. It's given up into the hands of society and there into the governors. So this is the one party that handles what? Power, political power, for the benefit of who? That it shall be employed for their good. Who is the there? The there is every man. So every man comes together and forms a society. Societies are associations. They are voluntary. No one is pointing a gun to your head, forcing you to become a part of this society. You volunteer to become part of this society. So when you are coming to the society gives up its power, or these people give up their power that the governors may hold it for them. And he calls this an express or tacit trust, which is exactly in line with the definition of what a trust is. A right of property, real or personal, that's your political power. Right? Real property, tangible, personal property. That's what you own. That's your political power. That is you and your rights. Held by one party for the benefit of another. So your power is held by those in government for the benefit of you. The government exists for your benefit. That's the law. That's what John Locke is saying in his book, Two Treaties of Government. And if we go to the Oklahoma Constitution, this is where I'm at. Let's just jihad this up real fast. If we go down here to Article 2, the Oklahoma Constitution, Article 2, Bill of Rights, look at this. All political power is inherent in the people. Does that not match up with John Locke is saying? That is literally from John Locke. People have all political power. Now, what is this? And government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit. John Locke says, and the society gives it up, or the people give up their political power in the hands of those who are in government, who has set over itself in this express or tacit trust, that it shall be employed for their good and the preservation of their property. Now this power, which every man has in the state of nature, and which he parts with to the society in all such cases where the society can secure him, is to use such means for the preserving of his own property as he thinks good and nature allows him. So you are free. You may use your rights as you see fit, so long as you're not going to breach the law of nature and others. So here the Oklahoma Constitution literally says, all political powers inherent in the people, and the government, which is an express trust, is instituted, which means the people institute, which means the people create government. So the people create a government and then gave them power, and then what? It's instituted for their protection, security, benefit, and to promote the general welfare. Then look at this. And they, who's the they? The they here is the people. They have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it, provided such change be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. So in Oklahoma, as is the case for all states, all the power is inherent in the people. Now this is where people will go crazy and start to say, well, that may have been then, but that's not the system we have today, which is just stupid. Yesterday, I literally brought to you a Ninth Circuit court where the USA versus Duarte, and this was declared 5 days ago, May 9th. This was declared 5 days ago, May 9th. Duarte, aka Shoddy, was a felon with a 51-month prison sentence. And what did he do after he was determined to be guilty, charged with the crime, the jury said you're guilty, and he was sentenced to prison? Duarte came back and he says, actually, I challenge because I'm one of the people. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals came back and said, look at that. Falls within the Second Amendment's plain language, and that Duarte is part of the people whom the Second Amendment protects. Folks, this is a plain understanding and reading of the Constitution. The problem is, people don't read the Constitutions. You've got folks like this. I am common man. I am the guy. I understand nothing but fishing and hunting and moving on the land. Why don't you just read the Constitution? Why don't you just say what the law says? Why don't you just show in your state constitution where your power is? Why is this difficult? It's difficult because the oppressive system we have is not what the law is. And as it becomes so oppressive, people are looking for alternatives. And as they look for alternatives, crap like this hooks them. It hooks them. And they're like, yeah, I am common man. Let me grow out my beard, which I've got a glorious beard. Amen. Let me grow out my beard, get a tri-corner hat, and say, I am common man. I only understand the fish and the hunting and living on the land as I need. Why don't you just say instead, if he's in Oklahoma, why don't you just say instead, hey, all political power is inherent in the people. Oh, and by the way, all persons have the inherent right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the enjoyment of the gains of their own industry. You want to tax me? Okay. Well, I got the right to the enjoyment of the gains of my industry. You better show me your power. You better show me your power to tax real fast. Because look at this. These are my rights. This is what the Constitution says. But people don't read their constitutions because they believe this foolishness. Because in their pain, they are like a rat, like a mouse. They're going to look for the first thing floating down the river that they can jump on. Instead of looking at the tree that is secured, that's not going to move, that they can grab onto, and no matter how much the storm is going, it's not going to move. This is why Jesus taught, the wise man builds his house upon the rock, the foolish man builds his house upon the sand. We looked at the definition of trust. Let's look at a couple different definitions. I want to, if I may, look up the definition of the word sovereign. So here we have the word sovereign. A person, body, or state in which independent and supreme authority is vested. A chief ruler with supreme power. A king or other ruler with limited power. Now think about this. Its supreme authority is vested. What does the Oklahoma Constitution say? Oklahoma Constitution says all political power is inherent in the people. And government is instituted for their protection, their security, and their benefit. So right here in the law, the government is less than the people. And the people right here have all the power. So in the law, the people are the sovereign power. And this is where there is just a little bit of lie with this type of stuff right here. There's just a little bit of fake, false hoax. Because the word sovereign does apply to people. It does. Because all political power is inherent in the people. The people, we the people, created the nation. We wrote the constitutions. We give the government power. We, by a state of nature, have this political power. And when we associate with society, we give that power to the government so that the government can then use that power for our benefit. That's a trust. That's what a trust is. That's what our government is. But we're not taught this. Let's go to the word state. State. I want to look up the word state, if I can. State. Here we go. State. I want to look up the word state. Boom. Where is state? I saw it earlier. Here we go. State. Black's Law 4. a people permanently occupying a fixed territory bound together by common law, habits, and custom in one body politic exercising through the medium of an organized government. Now stop. A people, so it's a people, permanently occupying, so they ain't no migrants, they're not, you know, new invaders, they're not passersby, they're not nomads, permanently occupying, bound together by the common law, habits, and customs into one body politic, okay, and it's exercising through the medium of an organized government. Now think about this. The John Locke bit that I just showed you, John Locke says that these people are entering, when they enter into society, they give up to the society. That is exercising. This is exercising through the medium of government. What do? Through the medium of an organized government, independent sovereignty and control over all persons and things within its boundaries, capable of making war and peace and entering into international relations with other communities of the globe. And there's a lot that goes on with the definition of state. But what I want to point out here is the fact that, again, you have the idea that there is power with the people. These people have customs and usages. They've got a way of living. They've got a way of doing stuff. And then they give that power up to the people that are in government. And the people in government follow the law, the Constitution, for the good and their preservation of property. It's a trust. That's what a state is. A state is and functions as a nation, but a state in its fundamental form has powers that are given to it by the constitutions that create it, by the people that write the constitutions. Now let me show you what the word constitution means. This is Black's Law 4, Constitution. The organic and fundamental law of a nation or state. The organic, which means it's there inherently. It's fundamental. There's nothing more basic. Which may be written or unwritten, expressed or tacit. What does that sound like? Express or tacit trust. Get that? Establishing, creating, founding, building the foundation, the character and conception of its government. Okay, so what does the Oklahoma Constitution speak about the character and conception of the government? Well, first of all, it says all political powers inherent in the people. And then the character and conception of government is that it's created for the people's protection, the people's security, the people's benefit, and to promote the people's general welfare. That's the character and conception of the government in the state of Oklahoma. Okay? Laying aside the basic principles to which its internal life is to be conformed, organizing government and regulating, distributing, and limiting the functions of its different departments. So the Constitution literally tells the government what it's supposed to do. Isn't that why you write down the Constitution? Isn't that why you write on a piece of paper what your ideas are and what you think? Government, you have this power. Now look at this. Let's go to Oklahoma Constitution. Let's go to the legislative branch real fast. Number 5, legislative branch. Look at this. Look at this language. The legislative authority of the state shall be vested. Ooh, that means given. So the Constitution is telling, one, the legislative power is given, which means that there was a time that the legislature, A, didn't have power, and B, didn't even exist. So the Constitution created the legislature. The Constitution then gives the legislator, legislative body, the legislative powers. Now look at this. Let's go down here to Section 36. This is because I know it. The authority of the legislature shall extend to all rightful subjects of legislation. Now let me tell you a secret. Not even a secret. Let me show you in the dictionary. Let's go to the word constitutional right. Constitutional right. A right guaranteed to the citizens of the Constitution and so guaranteed as to prevent legislative interference therewith. So if the text of the Oklahoma Constitution says that the authority of the legislature shall extend to all rightful subjects of legislation, my question is, are constitutional rights a rightful subject of legislation? Because the definition of constitutional right is that it is so guaranteed as to prevent legislative interference therewith. So whenever you go to the legislative powers of the Oklahoma legislature, how does the legislature have power over the rightful subject of legislation if you have constitutional rights? And constitutional rights are such that they prevent legislative interference. This means that whenever you show what your constitutional rights are, you're literally telling the government, this is the stuff you can't touch. My right to privacy, my right to bear arms, my right to life, my right to due process, my right to speech, my right to trial by jury, these are things you cannot touch. And this is the law. But yet people want to believe this garbage. People want to go and say, I am common man. I have my tri-corner hat. I got my big beard. And I speak about, I only know how to fish on the land. I only know how to move on the land. Are you kidding me? Just read your constitution. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Now I'll wrap up because this is pretty simple. Your state constitutions show your power. The people created the states. The people created the federal government. So the people are over all the government. The people are the sovereign power. And they reserved to themselves their rights that nothing in the government can mess with. So when the government comes at you, you point to the Constitution where your right is and you say, you can't mess with this right here. That's what you do. What you don't do is say, I don't have to pay your ticket. I don't have to show up. I don't have to answer you. I don't have to do any of this. I am sovereign man. No. The answer is you should have sent notice or affidavit, which is firsthand testimony, claiming your constitutional right. Show them in writing, here is my right. You can't mess with it. And you send it to them before it ever becomes a controversy. I'm going to do this in peace. I'm not going to have a fight with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to send it to you before we ever get in the same room. And before we ever get in the same room, you will know and everybody else will know. I'm telling you what the law is, and I've given you the opportunity to show me where I'm wrong. I'm giving you the opportunity to tell me where I am wrong. Where the Constitution says that I have the right to free speech, please show me where your legislation can tell me that I can't say what I want. Anti-Semitism law. Why can't I speak what I want to speak? Why can't I say that? Show me who I harmed. And you have to show me a harm by someone saying, I claim under penalty of perjury that Jaron harmed me. Which means now you are legally accountable for what you said. If you never swear to what you say, you are not accountable for what you say. And so if you say someone hurt me by what they said, but you've never sworn under penalty of perjury that they said it or that they hurt you when they said it, you've never claimed an injury. Which means the people that you're talking to, they got the right to be left alone. Get out of here. Get out of my face. But yet sovereign citizen stuff will look at the oppression of the government and not actually use the law. He'll use some stupid stuff like, I cannot have a jury of my peers because a jury is taken from the voter pool and an elected, a qualified elector is not one of my peers. Therefore, I cannot have a trial by jury. I am deprived this right. Therefore, I cannot be tried. Why don't you just show where you have the right to hunt and fish? I mean, if you have a $500 fine for fishing, why don't you just show the right to liberty and you ask where on public property your rights can be abrogated? If the government owns property, first of all, where did the government get the power to own property from? They got that power from the Constitution. Who wrote the Constitution? The people. So if the people created government for their benefit, and the government has a lot of land, and that land's got a bunch of water, and there's a bunch of fish in that water, I'm going to go fish for my private benefit. And I'm going to do it on public land because the government is there to benefit me. I'm going to go fish. Here's my right to liberty right there. Where do you guys get the power to abrogate that? Where did you guys abrogate my ability to hunt and fish? Where'd you guys get that? Well, you see, the legislature said that you can't do that. Oh, well, where did they get the power to limit my right to liberty? You see how this works? You see how it's just a constant going back to what the original document says? It takes discipline. It takes discipline to say, here's what the law says, and I don't care what you're telling me. I'm not going to take your word for it, in other words. When the Bereans heard Paul preach the gospel, this is the chosen man of God to preach the gospel to all the people. He shows up and he starts preaching this gospel, and the Bereans were like, whoa, hold on, let me look at the Bible real fast. Okay, yeah, you're right. We believe you because you said what the Bible said. I believe you if you say what the Constitution says, because the Constitution is the law. Folks, the sovereign citizen stuff is garbage. It's foolishness. Run far away from it. It's dumb. The most important thing that I do is I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that his death, his burial, his resurrection, that is God's power to save. We are sinners, and when we sin, we separate ourselves from God, which merits, we deserve conscious eternal torment in a lake of fire, and that is where people are going unless Christ has paid their fine. When Jesus took the cross, he did so as a perfect atoning sacrifice. His shed blood washes away our sins. He was killed on that cross. He was buried in that grave, and he came out of the grave 3 days later physically, not spiritually. It shows he's got the power of life over death. Death is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. That is Satan's power over people. Deception is his strategy, but death is his power. When you are in Christ, Christ broke Satan's power. There's no more power. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, death, where is your sting? Where is your sting? If you are in Christ, you are guaranteed eternal life with him. You're guaranteed salvation for your sins. This is the promise. This is the offer. This is the invitation. So then it matters, what is your response? Friends, you must confess that Christ is your king. You must say that he is the king, he is the Messiah, he is the way unto salvation. You must turn away from your sins. The Bible word here is repentance. If you recognize that the sin that you're doing separates you from God, and you believe that God has saved you, then you're not going to want to keep doing what is that puts you in hostilities with God. This is repentance. You're going to turn away from that. You're going to leave. You're going to say, I'm not going to do that anymore. And when you find yourself going back to that, when you find yourself doing that, you immediately stop, ask for forgiveness, and go back. You repent of your sin. And you're going to fight like that for the rest of your life. There's always going to be a war with the flesh. As long as I'm here, I'm going to have a war with my flesh. And by God's grace, I am improved, I am sanctified, and I'm made better because he's good and he's faithful. He's refining me. The last thing you must do is you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This means you are being baptized in his authority. When Jesus was killed on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the grave. His death, his burial, his resurrection. That is God's provision for salvation. That's the story. Baptism is our participation in his death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3 and 5, 3 through 5, 3 and 4. Speaks about that is how we die with him, we are buried with him, and we raise with him, we rise with him, and walk in newness of life. When you baptize, it's not about the water, though it is immersion in water. It's about the fact that that is how God has said, when you do that, because you have repented of your sin, because you have now confessed Christ as your king, because you have believed the gospel, because you heard the gospel as the Bible teaches, this is your final part of you covenanting with me. That is how you covenant with Christ. That is how you are in Christ. And Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23 says that Christ is the savior of the body. Christ will only save those who are in him. You must hear the gospel. You must believe the gospel. You must confess that Christ is your king. You must repent of your sin, and you must be baptized in his name for the remission of your sins. You do that, and you are with him, and you will be blessed. You will be saved. You will be having your name written in the book of life. And you will have the opportunity to walk this earth praying to him, evangelizing, telling other people about him. You will be afflicted in times to test your faith. And through those afflictions, if you stand firm and you are faithful and you are obedient, he will bless you beyond your understanding. Because he is good, and that's his wisdom. Friends, obey the gospel. The best way that you can support the work that I do is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaren, patriotswitch.com/Jaren, 450 household products. Online shop reporter delivered right to your door. Very simple, very easy. All the money goes American manufacturing. I get a benefit whenever you shop. This is how you can make your dollars going away from the corporatists, the globalists, the deep state, the whatevers, and back to American manufacturing. God bless you. Sign up at patriotswitch.com/Jaren. Also, there is a way to spread Bibles around all over the place, and that is to go to humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. This is just a private membership association where we want to spread the word. As a free gift of membership, whenever you join, it is a delicious air-roasted bag of coffee. No preservatives, no additives. It's air-roasted. 99% of coffee companies put their bean in a bucket, spin it around, set it on fire, and then they load it up with a bunch of fake stuff. This is not that. Perfectly roasted on a cushion of air, never touches a hot metal surface, never adds fake stuff to it. It's coffee exactly how nature designed, how God intended. Delivered right to your house. That is humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. Until next time, my name is Jaren Jackson. I do love America. Do not quit. Go to war.